Archers for the week, 31st of March to the 5th of April, 2002.
It's Easter Day in Ambridge, and Shula and Jennifer are just coming out of church.
Morning, Jennifer. Happy Easter.
And to you too. Good sermon, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. I thought what Janet said about the Queen Mother was very well judged.
Yes, wasn't it? She's quite right. Of course it's sad. Mm. But such a full life.
Should be celebrated as well.
Mum was full of memories last night.
Oh, not the only one, I expect.
She remembers her visiting the East End during the war to see the effects of the Blitz.
Oh, yes.
It was wonderful, she said. She was one of us. It gave everyone a boost and united the country.
I'm sure.
And that's why it meant so much to her going to the 100th birthday tribute.
Of course.
Oh, Mum and Jack had such a good time. They'd kept some of the rose petals showered on the crowd. And it was just before the Queen Mother spoke.
Oh, what a nice memento.
Yes, and as Jack said, it's a special memory of a very special person.
Yes.
Actually, I called in on Mum to check on something for the Ambridge Archive.
Oh, yes, it sounds fascinating.
Well, I really want to get stuck in this week while Brian's away.
He's away for Easter?
Yes, he's off today, actually. It's this wretched Hungarian project. Between you and me...
Morning, Shula. Jennifer, happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you. We were just saying how much we enjoyed your service.
We were.
Well, thank you. There's coffee in the vestry if you're interested, Jennifer.
Oh, no, I really ought to get off.
You're still all right to stay, Shula. Won't interfere with your lunch plans.
No, I've sent Alistair and Daniel off to deal with that.
Good. Sure we can't tempt you, Jennifer.
No, I must get on. Well, I'll see you.
Bye. So, shall we get this coffee, then?
Yes, let's. Oh, I hope I was wise sending Alistair and Daniel on ahead.
Don't you trust them to start the meal?
I don't trust them not to eat my Easter eggs.
You should have hidden them.
I did.
So, who's coming for lunch now?
Caroline and Oliver. Taking a bit of a break from the last-minute preparations for the fun run.
Mm, they must have been busy. Mm.
And we've asked Tim.
Oh, that's nice.
We thought he might be feeling a bit... Well, he might welcome the company.
Oh, I expect he would.
You haven't changed your mind? You'd be very welcome.
No, really, Shula. I'm looking forward to a couple of hours' peace and quiet.
You're sure?
No, it's kind of you, but honestly, I'm fine. I've got a large Easter egg waiting for me.
So, passport, money, tickets, good. Oh, hello, Di. That's a good service.
Yes, it was. You look ready to go.
Well, I hope so. I need to get off for the next half hour.
Darling, you're going to be hours early.
Well, not now they've changed the flight times.
Have they?
Yes. Why didn't I tell you that?
No. There's lots of things you haven't been telling me recently, aren't there?
No. Look, just because that slipped my mind...
I know what you're really worried about.
Jenny, it's nothing. I'm just a bit concerned.
This Hungarian project isn't working out the way you'd expect it.
What?
Darling, you can tell me. It's obvious anyway.
Is it?
Yes. You've been so distracted these last couple of weeks... Bear with a sore head sometimes.
I'm sorry. And I've had a lot on my mind.
Why didn't you tell me, darling? You know I'd understand.
But it isn't just my project, is it? There are other people involved.
And you think you'll be able to sort these things out this week, then?
I hope so, Jenny. I hope so.
Another sherry?
No, thanks. I'm fine. Oliver and Tim have been a long time looking at those stick insects.
I'm afraid once Daniel gets you in his clutches, you're in for the full lecture.
I see.
And Alistair's nearly as bad. Still, it gives me a chance to ask you something you might not want to reveal in front of Oliver.
Shula, you know we have no secrets.
Not even about your hair.
Oh, that.
Hmm. Have you decided what you're going to do?
Yes, I think so. I've sort of got pushed into it, actually. With it being my birthday on Wednesday...
Caroline, you don't look anything like your age.
I might soon if I don't do something about it.
So, are you going to change the colour?
Yes. Well, Oliver's got a surprise planned for me.
Oh, how exciting.
I hope so. He's being very mysterious about it. We're going out to lunch on my birthday, and then he's taking me out on this special treat.
And no clues?
No, but I think I ought to look my best.
Just in case.
Yeah. So, I'm spending the morning at the hairdresser's. My birthday treat to myself.
And why not?
Well, I think I can now safely say I know all there is to know about stick insects.
Oh, sorry, Alistair really shouldn't let Daniel bore people.
It's Alistair who's talking.
T- Tim, would you like a sherry?
No, I won't, thanks. Not while I'm in training.
Oh, my word, you are taking this fun run seriously.
Well, everything's worth doing.
I wish Alistair had your willpower.
He didn't give up alcohol this Lent, then.
No, but then I didn't give up chocolate.
Well, I wonder if Janet did. She said she might.
She did. So she's really looking forward to a quiet afternoon alone with her Easter egg.
Is that why you didn't ask her to lunch?
I did. I asked her last week, but she said Holy Week is so busy for her.
Yeah, she's very conscientious.
She didn't think she'd be very good company.
Did you know I was coming?
It was before I'd asked you, actually.
Oh.
I really think she'll be quite happy.
I suppose she doesn't get many Easter eggs. People think vicars are above the temptations of the flesh.
Well, that's nonsense, isn't it? Can't they be allowed to have any human feelings?
Look, I'm sure Alistair and Oliver wouldn't say no to a sherry. Would you go and see if you could break up the stick insect party?
Right, yeah. Of course, I'll round them up for you.
Thanks.
What was all that about?
Oh, shouldn't worry about it.
Snapping at me like that. I was thinking of Robin, actually.
Yes, I guess you were.
Is it because... I mean, I know there was that gossip about Tim and Janet ages back.
Oh, Caroline, really?
But I thought...
No,
oh,
really,
Lord.
I wouldn't worry.
Maybe I should warn Tim about the perils of taking out with a vicar.
I don't suppose it's going to come to that.
Not even now Siobhan's gone?
That had nothing to do with Janet.
Oh, I didn't suppose it had.
No, other people might. As you saw, Tim isn't very good at hiding his feelings.
Which she reciprocates.
Well, how can she? He's a married man.
Maybe not for much longer.
You'll just have to ignore the chaos. I wasn't expecting visitors.
Well, I said I'd come before I went away.
You said a lot of things last week.
Yes. Most of it the wrong things.
Come to make sure I don't make the same mistake.
What do you mean?
Oh, come off it, Brian. You've come to make sure I keep my mouth shut while you're away.
I've come to say I'm sorry.
For what?
I don't know. Everything.
Sorry. Confessions have to be specific before you can be forgiven.
Now, am I in with a chance?
I don't know. Maybe. I told you, it depends what you're sorry for.
That I can't give you what you want.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry about that too.
Oh, dear. It's such a mess.
That's one way of looking at it.
What have we got ourselves into?
Something there's no quick way out of.
I know that.
And for me, anyway. Of course, it's different for you.
It's not that different. I really do want to do everything I can for you and the baby.
In the circumstances.
In the circumstances.
I'm sick of these circumstances. Aren't you?
I am.
Shall we just try and forget them? For a few hours? Oh, no. Tim. Oh.
Sorry, am I disturbing you?
No.
I was just... I just wanted to give you this.
Oh, I see.
Well, Shula didn't seem to think you'd have many.
No, I don't, thank you.
Yeah, well, anyway, they were selling them half price at the petrol station. And I knew I'd be passing, so I...
Didn't you go to Shula's for lunch?
Yeah, I did, it was nice.
Broke up rather early.
I left early, to tell you the truth.
Oh.
Yeah, I wanted to see you.
Tim.
Janet, this isn't...
Isn't what?
Surely I can give you a stupid egg,
of course
can't
you
I?
Can. Of course you can.
Shula said you'd been invited to lunch.
Yes.
Oh, why didn't you come? Because I was there?
No. I just wanted some peace and quiet, that's all.
Well, I'd hate to think you felt we couldn't even be in the same room.
No, I don't think that.
Don't you?
Look, Tim, I'm really sorry, but I have to get going. I've got a service at Loxley Barrett.
What, now?
Yes, I am sorry. It's just... It's my busy
Your
time.
Your busy time, yes. Yes, I know.
Thank you for the egg. I'm sorry. And happy Easter.
Yeah. Happy Easter. Bye.
Bye.
What time's your flight, did you say?
We'll need to leave quite soon, I'm afraid. Where'd I put my tie?
It's probably in the bed somewhere.
All right.
Oh, yeah, here we are.
Thanks.
Afraid it's a bit crumpled.
Yeah. Siobhan, I hope you don't think...
Oh, please, Brian, don't apologise for that as well. We both enjoyed it.
Yes.
Don't worry, I'm not reading any significance into it.
No.
You sure you don't want me to earn that?
Good Lord, no. It'll do for the plane.
So, when are you back?
I'm not sure exactly.
I see.
I'm not. I'll let you know.
Whatever.
I'll come and see you, Siobhan. When's your appointment with the doctor?
Thursday.
Well, after that, then. See how you got on.
See if I'm really pregnant.
Now, come on, don't be like that. Give me some credit. I know what this baby means to you.
Do you?
Okay, maybe I don't, but I'm trying to understand.
Why I didn't just book myself into the nearest abortion clinic.
Actually, I never thought you'd do that.
You do understand a little, then?
Little. Enough to know I'm not giving you what you want.
That's decided, is it?
Nothing's decided. Only that you are having this baby.
And you're not leaving your wife.
Oh, come on, we both have a lot to think about.
I'll say.
Just doesn't seem very sensible to involve anyone else at this stage.
Oh, I can see where this is going.
Well, I mean, do you really think it'd be a good idea for you to see Tim before you've seen the doctor and we've had a chance to talk again?
Brian, I don't know.
Why don't we both have a quiet week? Give ourselves some breathing space.
Maybe.
No one else really needs to know about this yet. It's best that way.
On Easter Monday, the Ambridge Fun Run is just about to start.
David, Ruth, over here.
Morning, Shula. This is a good turnout.
It is. I didn't expect to see you here.
Well, I thought the farm could manage without me for a couple of hours.
It was a good opportunity to give the baby a bit of an airing.
Oh, hello, Ben. How are you, sweethearts?
He's fine. Eager to cheer his big sister on.
And his big brother.
Where are Pip and Josh?
Oh, Pip's talking tactics with her mates.
And Josh has disappeared somewhere with Mum and Dad, probably hatching up another April Fool's joke.
Has he managed one already?
Oh, yes.
With Mum's help. We came down to find they kindly cooked us boiled eggs for breakfast.
Oh, don't tell me. Empty shells?
How did you guess?
I seem to remember you doing something similar once upon a time.
I bet your dad put them up to it. He was always a joker.
Still, can't complain. It's a real help having them here.
I can imagine.
The kids are certainly doing well out of it. Got them an extra 2 Easter eggs.
Did it?
Well, Mum and Heather had this daft idea that we wouldn't have had time to buy the kids' eggs ourselves.
It was a bit of a last-minute dash.
Yeah, so they bought extra.
Both of them.
Very nice, too. Well, if there's any going spare.
No danger of that, I'm afraid.
You're coping okay, then? You look very well.
We're fine. A bit tired, of course, but...
Nah, it's been fine. Except that Bert's been a bit off colour over the weekend.
Oh, what's the matter with him?
Sort of funny rash on his side. We're hoping it's nothing serious.
Hello, you two. Oh, the babe as well.
Hi, Janet.
Hi.
Can I see him?
Of course.
Oh, isn't he gorgeous?
We think so.
Now, we'll need to be talking to you soon about the christening.
David, we haven't even decided on the godparents yet.
Well, it'll concentrate our minds, won't it?
You haven't had any ideas?
Oh, I haven't really talked about it. Oh, look, David, there's Tim.
Where?
Over there talking to Alistair. We could ask him now.
Well, I suppose we could, but it's a long time before Ben will need the jab, and anyway...
I want time to consider all the options. Tim!
Excuse me, she's got a bit obsessive about this. Let that poor chap have some time off, love.
Poor Ruth. Oh, I'm glad Daniel's passed all that. Oh, yes. Didn't you realise Tim was doing this run? No. Well, we haven't seen much of each other lately. Though he did drop by yesterday.
Did he?
Just briefly. Oh, looks like they're ready to make a start. I better go down there. Oh, hi, Alistair.
Yes, good luck.
Morning.
How's it going over there?
Oliver's doing a great job. Keeping his cool, not a hair out of place. Well, give us a kiss for luck, love.
Oh, good luck. Don't get too competitive. This is just for fun.
And the village hall toilets. Very inspiring. See you later.
Bye, love. Have fun.
Hang on, Alistair.
What?
Can we slow down a bit?
I'll pace ourselves.
Yeah. Let the others burn themselves out.
With a bit of luck.
Morning, boys.
Oh, here comes one of them now.
Morning.
Decided to call it a day already.
We know what we're doing.
Well, he does.
Fair enough.
Glad you approve.
Anything that gets rid of the competition. See you later.
Yeah.
Much later.
Oh, charming. Ever hear of the tortoise and the hare?
That was a fix.
He who laughs last. Oh, she does a fair sprint.
Yeah. Oh, and she's running away from me.
You two falling out?
No, not really.
Heard from Siobhan?
No.
Right. Time to put a spurt on, I reckon.
Oh, you're kidding.
Okay. I'll go on. You can catch me up.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Come on, Pip! Not far now!
You're doing really well! It's quite a family triumph, with Josh doing so well in the Tinies race.
It's a shame Daniel had to miss it.
Oh, I know. He wasn't best pleased.
He's looking much better, though.
Yes, he's making real progress, the physio says.
That must be a weight off your mind.
It is. And Mum and Dad are making a fuss of him today, so he won't feel too left out.
Grandparents, where would we be without them?
Staying in this evening.
Oh, you two going out?
Yeah, taking advantage of having so many willing babysitters.
Somewhere nice.
Probably just down to the bull. We don't want to be too far away from Brookfield.
It'll be good to have time together, just the two of us. Oh, I knew I shouldn't have brought this thing.
Get back from the crush a bit or you won't hear a thing.
Yeah, good idea. Excuse me.
More trouble than they're worth, hello? Those things.
At least it didn't wake the baby.
No. Oh, he's dead to the world, isn't he? Bless him.
I think he likes noise. It's when it's quiet he wakes up.
Like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
So, have you got any ideas when you're going to have his christening?
Oh, late spring sometime. Depends when Janet can fit us in.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Is she okay? She seemed a bit distracted this morning.
Oh, just a bit tired after last week, I think.
Well, she can ease up this week, I suppose.
I think she's planning to.
Some people are still busy.
Oh, yes. Noah Loxley will be buzzing today, and they've got the point-to-point tomorrow.
Are you going?
I'll be taking horses over there anyway, so I might take Daniel, stop him getting bored.
Take him to Penny Hassett's Spring Fair on Wednesday if you want some real excitement.
Why? What have they got planned?
Haven't you heard? Eddie's racing his ferrets.
Racing them? Against what?
Each other, I suppose. Who knows? Go and see.
I think I'll stick to the point-to-point, thank you. More my kind of thing.
I hope you're up for a late supper, love. Looks like I'll be doing the afternoon milking after all.
Why? What's happened?
It was Bert. He felt so bad he had to go home.
Oh, it's nothing serious.
Well, we'll know soon enough. He's going to try and get a doctor's appointment in the morning.
Well, it's been good running with you, Janet.
Thank you, kind sir.
My pleasure.
Took you long enough to catch up.
Maybe.
Certainly.
But it's not going to take me long to get away.
Oh, charming. Remember the tortoise and the hare?
Oh, show off.
Janet? Janet, are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. Really?
Oh, you don't look it. No, don't try and get up.
It was so sick, I just tripped.
And fell full length, yes, I saw. Well, let's have a look at you.
Honestly. Honestly, I'm okay.
Are you the doctor?
I'm just a bit shaken, that's all.
Well, no bones broken, I don't think.
No.
That's a pretty nasty cut. I don't really want to take a look at it in the middle of the road.
It's just a graze, really.
Yeah, can I help you up?
Well, it's all right. I can manage.
Oh, Janet, for God's sake, I'm a doctor. I'm trying to help you.
Yes. Yes, I know, I'm sorry.
You really think you can do this on your own?
No.
Right. Well, come on. Put your arm around my neck. Yeah, that's right. What's the matter? Are you feeling dizzy?
A bit.
Well, lean on me. Does your head hurt at all?
No. No, it's just... It's just... Oh, Tim.
Oh. Shh. It's all right. It's all right. Everything's going to be all right.
Well, I think Porchester Harriers did us proud. This has been really well organised.
Certainly has.
And we raised some money.
Mm. Lots of people managed to finish.
Yeah.
And the cricket team did well.
Of course. Did Sid manage to mention he'd broken his own personal record?
Well, yes, he did, as a matter of fact.
I wish they'd all show as much stamina on the pitch.
I'm just glad that shower we had at the end didn't put people off.
Certainly didn't disturb Oliver's hairdo.
What are you talking about?
I'm just pleased to see him following my advice.
You've been giving Oliver advice on hair care?
Hair products.
What have you done? Lent him some chic dip?
I think you'd better give Caroline a friendly warning.
What?
Well, if she's thinking of running her fingers through his flowing locks any time in the future...
Really? Well, perhaps I will.
You tell her. Save her lots of embarrassment.
Is this your idea of an April Fool's joke?
Well, it's after 12, so I'd be the fool.
And your point is?
Oh, ha, ha. Janet! You finished?
Just about.
Oh, hey, that's a nasty cut.
Oh, it's nothing. I'll go over to first aid in a minute. They can patch it up.
Must be painful, though.
Not as painful as the conversation I've just had with Jean Harvey. Infuriating woman.
Well, don't tell me she did the run.
Oh, I wish she'd run out of the... No, I shouldn't say it.
What did she say to you?
Oh, she was moaning about the ecumenical services.
Why?
She didn't feel able to go to the Catholic one, and that ruined her Holy Week.
Oh, small-minded.
Take no notice.
Well, I have to, don't I? Honestly, sometimes I wonder if it's all worth it.
You're probably still shaking from the fall. That cut does look really nasty.
Look, here's Tim. Maybe you should get him to take a look at it.
Oh, he's seen it. I must find Jean.
Whatever for?
Try and mend a few fences.
Oh, I'll come with you. Then at least we'll outnumber her.
Hi, mate. Had a good run.
Oh, I had its moments. Is Janet all right?
Yeah, she seems fine. Bit shaken up.
Yeah, she would be. Look, sorry, Alistair. I need to go make a phone call.
I can't see her anywhere.
Well, maybe that isn't such a bad thing.
It is if she's gone off in a huff with her worst suspicions about women priests confirmed.
Oh, Janet, you really mustn't take everything so personally. She was just as much of a pain in the neck for Robin.
Was she?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's nice to know.
You need to keep things in proportion.
You think I'm paranoid?
I think you being a woman priest isn't an issue anymore.
Oh, I hope not.
Definitely not. Look at all the people you won over. Bert, Susan.
I just feel so exposed sometimes. We're still a minority and I don't want to let the side down.
You wouldn't do that.
No. I might, Shula. I might.
Right, let's get this sorted. Come on. Siobhan, it's Tim. Look, we've got to talk. Soon.
It's another early start to the working day.
David?
Oh, it's all right, love. Go back to sleep.
Well, what time is it?
Never mind. Go back to sleep. Sorry, I didn't mean to wake you.
If you hadn't, his nibs would have soon enough. How is he?
He's still sleeping now, lucky devil.
Let's hope this rash of Bert's isn't too serious.
Yeah, let's hope so.
He might be back at work tomorrow. You could have a lie-in then.
Yeah. Dad did offer to help if we were desperate.
Well, there's a much more obvious person near at hand.
Who?
Me.
No. Ruth.
One session's not going to kill me.
No.
But why?
See, you've upset him now. You've got a much more important job to do.
Yeah, I know. Can you get him for me?
Yeah, of course. Hey, isn't it breakfast time already, Mr. Bench? Is it? Come on, up you come. Yeah. That's better, isn't it?
Does he need changing?
No, I think you'll do. You'll do, won't you? Yes, you will. Come on, then. Let's give it to Mummy.
Oh, morning, pet lamb. You slept well, didn't you? Here you are. This is what you want, isn't it? That's better.
Oh, you look nice. I wish I could get back in there with you.
I wish you could too. Give us a kiss.
One for Mummy. One for Baby. Oh. Oh, well. Duty calls.
You've got to stop ringing me, Tim. I told you. Tim, would you just shut up and listen to me for once? Stop harassing me like this. I've told you I can't see you this week. Now, will you please just leave me alone? Oh, God. Oh, God.
Come on, Ed. Time to go.
What? Oh, leave me alone.
No can do. We need that sofa for sitting on. Up you get.
Oh, what's the time?
It doesn't matter. I want you out.
Oh, Jazz, it's not even 9 o'clock yet. Have a heart.
My mum's coming back this morning.
Yeah, but it's not morning, it's the middle of the night. Hang on. Oh, my head.
You know what time I can get to have this place looking like it did before you load of wasters invaded it.
Well, you asked us round.
Keep that blanket.
No, I'm cold. Any chance of a cup of tea?
Yeah, if you make one yourself, then out.
Oh, Jazz.
I don't want you here when my mum gets back.
Well, I'll help you clear up.
Yeah, right.
No, I will.
Doesn't matter. If my ma finds out you've stayed the night, she'll go spare.
Why?
She thinks you're a bad influence on me.
She thinks I'm a bad influence on you?
I never ended up in court. Look, you're going to give me that blanket or do you have to set it on fire?
Keep your hair on. Let me find my jeans.
You're wearing them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's funny. I thought you took them off.
You wanted to, but we all begged you not to.
Did I? Can't remember. Where are the others, anyway?
They've split like you're going to.
Oh, all right, I'll get the message.
Last.
Back to Keeper's Cottage for another exciting day watching Grandad milk his cow.
Whatever turns you on.
Any chance of you coming over?
Nah, I've got a busy day. People to see, things to do.
Lucky for some.
I thought you'd have your hands full training them ferrets.
Is it my trainers?
In the bath.
What are they doing there?
Not much.
Yeah, funny. Oh, my head.
But you're going to sit there whinging all day.
All right. Oh, are you still up for this ferret gig?
Tomorrow, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be a laugh. Who else is going?
Dad and Grandad. But we're still one short, so we thought I'd ask Fallon.
Good thinking.
Oh, trouble is, I don't know if she'll be up for it. You mention ferrets to girls and they usually start screaming.
Tell her I'll make it worth her while.
How are you going to do that?
You are so slow this morning. I want to get my hands on some really good stuff today.
Oh, yeah?
Really good stuff.
Well, and you'll bring it over for us?
No, I'm going to feed it to the ferrets to see if it makes them go faster. Of course they'll bring it over for us.
Nice one, Jazz.
We'll have ourselves another wee party.
Morning, Elizabeth.
Siobhan, hello. It's nice to see you. I was just doing my round of the stall holders.
Oh, don't let me hold you up. I know it's a busy day for you.
The hunt, do all the point-to-point stuff. I can spare a few minutes.
If you're sure.
Yes, so how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I just had to get out, but that's done the trick. I'm fine.
You don't look fine.
Never at my best in the mornings.
You're probably over that food poisoning.
What? Oh, yes. I'm well over that.
You sure? Might have been a virus. Maybe you should go to the doctor.
No, no. I probably do look a bit rough. I just didn't sleep very well, that's all.
Oh.
Then you know how it is. When it's time to get up, you drop off.
You should have slept in.
I would have. But then Tim rang me.
Oh, I see.
First thing in the morning, last thing at night. He's been going on and on at me.
What does he want?
He won't say. That'll be too easy. He wants us to meet to talk things through face to face.
I suppose you'll have to do that sometime.
Not yet, Elizabeth. I just couldn't face it. It's so... I just couldn't face it.
Look, why don't we get back to the house? A nice cup of coffee and we can talk.
No, I'm being a nuisance. I didn't mean to stop you working.
Oh, I can take a break. Or we can stay out here. I get something from the burger van. He opened up to do the stallholder's breakfast.
Oh, burgers. The very thought makes me feel queasy.
A lot of things seem to be making you feel sick these days.
Maybe it is the after effects of that takeaway.
That you had last Thursday.
Perhaps you were right, it was a virus. You know, it doesn't matter. I'll take a walk around and I'll see you later.
No, Siobhan, please don't go.
I'm just in your way.
I want to ask you something. And don't take this the wrong way.
Oh, of course I won't. And you're the only friend I have.
Well then, as a friend, you're not pregnant. Are you?
Oh, Elizabeth. Yes. Yes, of course I am.
Oh, Siobhan. Come on now. It's not the end of the world.
It's not, is it?
Come on, we're going in the house.
Oh, but your work...
No, it doesn't matter. Come on.
David! David!
Oh, hello, love. What are you doing out here?
Trying to find you.
What have you done with the baby?
Sold him to a travelling circus. Huh. He's been cooed over by his doting grandmother and his devoted sister.
And where is his less than interested big brother?
Out with me, Dad.
Ah. Still, you didn't have to come.
Fancy the walk.
Could have just run me on my mobile.
If it wasn't sitting happily on the bedside table.
Hey? Oh, Lord. Comes of trying to get dressed in the dark.
Anyway, I thought it was better to bring the bad news in person.
Oh, what? You've heard from Bert?
Yep. He's got shingles.
Ooh, sounds nasty.
It can be. He's going to be off work for at least a week.
And what happens after that?
I'll have to see how it goes. It could be longer.
Well, let's cross that bridge when we come to it. We can probably manage for a week.
By we, you mean you, doing the milking single-handed.
Well, yeah.
It's not possible, David. Apart from the fact you'd be totally knackered, what about Friday?
What's happening on Friday?
The boss of that meat company is coming.
Oh, I completely forgotten.
You've got to show him around Brookfield and go back to Home Farm for lunch. How are you going to manage that?
So how long have you known?
Seems like forever. But not long, really. I did a home test last week.
You haven't seen a doctor yet?
I've got an appointment on Thursday, but I know I'm pregnant.
Yes.
I just wanted to see someone as soon as I could because, well, because of what happened last time.
I'm sure there's no need to worry.
Hope not. I don't know what I'd do if...
You really want this baby, then?
Yes. Do you think that's very wrong of me?
No! I'm the last person in the world to think that. I think you're really brave.
I won't be alone. I'll have the baby.
Is there no chance that... I mean, I can understand why you don't want to see Tim yet.
Yeah.
And you've hardly had time to get used to the idea yourself.
No, it's just...
No, you don't have to explain. We should be concentrating on you and the baby.
I mean, I've got so much else to think about.
Of course you have. Would you like me to come with you to the doctor's?
No, it's all right.
Well, I don't like the idea of you going all alone. It doesn't seem right.
That's really kind. But honestly, I'll be fine, and I might as well start getting used to it.
You don't need to get used to anything. You've got me. We'll see this through together.
Oh, Elizabeth. You don't know what it means to me to hear someone say that.
Don't cry. It's going to be fine. Trust me.
It's so good to be able to talk about it to someone.
Whenever you need to. Look, I know you said you didn't want me coming in with you to the doctor's.
Listen, I think I'd be better off on my own.
Fine, but what about meeting up afterwards? You can tell me how you got on.
Yes, I'd like that.
I mean, a baby, that's just so exciting. Oh, it's such good news.
You're the first person who said that.
And it is.
It is.
Come on, Leanne, you know you can do it, baby. You know you want it. Just give it me one more time.
What have you got in there? Oh, my God.
Don't worry, she's not going to bite you.
She's not going to get the chance. What are you doing with her?
I'm training her.
Of course you are. You've been smoking.
I wish. I'm training her for the ferret race tomorrow.
They say there's nothing to do in the country.
Yeah, you fancy coming? Spring ferret penny has it.
Why?
Well, Dad's promised us a cut of the winnings if we help.
Well, what are we going to do? Ride them?
Don't be daft. We're going to introduce them.
I'm daft? Introduce them? Who to?
The punters, you know. Tell them a bit about their personalities, their likes and dislikes.
You're having me out. Well, you're wasted.
Well, it's part of the show. The punters, they love it.
Well, OK, so what is this one like?
Well, Leanne, Well, she
Leanne?
Like...
What kind of a name is that for a ferret?
What would you call her?
What? Well, I'm not getting sucked into this. I just came to tell you we've got a gig on Thursday. Mainstream have dropped out. The drummer's sick.
Oh, wicked. Going to be quite a regular spot, isn't it?
Well, it won't be if we don't get the rehearsals in. So if you see Jazzo...
Yeah, I will. He's coming to help us with the ferrets.
Hmm. Well, so how long does this ferret Grand National take? Will we have time for a rehearsal afterwards?
Oh, yeah. It'll be bad by five. Time for a smoke as well.
You want to lay off that stuff a bit. It rots your brain.
I noticed you holding back.
Well, I know when to stop. And I can afford to lose a few brain cells.
The day of the great ferret race, but Eddie has a problem.
Well, you asked him in the first place, he's beyond me.
He's Ed's best friend.
Exactly.
I thought it'd be a laugh for him.
It will be on us if we can't get over there.
Of course we'll get over there. If the worst comes to the worst, I'll just have to introduce one of the ferrets myself.
Who are you going to do that and take the money?
I think of someone.
Any luck, though?
No. I've tried his mobile, his house, some of his friends. No one seems to know where he is.
Well, that's it, then. He ain't coming.
Don't look like it.
I'm surprised Ed thought he could rely on him in the first place.
That's exactly what I said.
Well, it's not the end of the world. There might be someone we know at the fair who'll do it. Baggy said he might drop by.
Well, you better get over there and start looking.
Where's Ed? Don't say you've lost him, too.
No, I sent him over to Willow Farm to see if Mike might fancy lending us a hand.
He'll be lucky.
Oh, yeah, here he comes.
He ain't got Mike with him, though, is he?
Hey, you give it a rest, Dad. Hey, son, any luck?
No, Mike wasn't there. I'm not heard from Jazza.
He's not returning his calls. I wonder why.
Right, we better start getting the ferrets in the van.
No, hang on a minute, Dad. Mike weren't there, but Neil was feeding the pigs.
Don't tell us Neil Carter offered to give us a hand.
No, but Christopher was well up for it.
There you are, then. Sorted. See, Dad? I told you something would turn up.
Why didn't he come over with you?
Well, there is one thing.
I knew it.
He's got to ask his mum first.
Could we have the bill, please? Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Oliver. That was delicious.
Wasn't it? Quite a fine, this little place.
Oh, it is.
And close to where we're going next, so it suited my purposes.
Really? So, that's a clue.
Aye, quite a big one.
Is it? Where we go to? Pennyhasset?
Getting warm.
Pennyhasset.
You'll find out soon enough. I hope you didn't have too rushed a morning.
No, quite leisurely.
Got everything done that you needed to?
I did. Can't you tell?
I thought there was something different, but I didn't like to say.
Why, don't you like it?
Oh, it's not that. I always seem to put my foot in it where female refurbishments are concerned.
So you do like
it? Oh, it's lovely. Really suits you.
Thank you.
Such a pretty colour.
You think so? Mm. You don't find it a bit, well, dull?
No, not dull. Subtle.
Good. That was the idea.
I've always liked that shade of green.
Green? You think it looks green?
Would you call it blue? I'm never sure. Anyway, it's a lovely blouse.
Blouse?
Yes.
Oliver, this isn't new. I've had it since Christmas.
Oh, well, new to me then.
I wore it to the races.
Oh, dear.
You said you particularly liked it at the time.
Well, I do.
Which is why I wore it today.
Oh, I'm sorry, Caroline. I told you I was no good with this stuff. You look lovely to me, whatever you were.
That's a useful cop-out.
I could have sworn there was something different.
Yes?
Yeah, don't rush me. Yeah, I've got it. It's the earrings. I've never seen those earrings before.
Well, they are new, as a matter of fact. Sheila gave them to me.
Well, they're very beautiful. Set off your sparkling eyes.
It's all right. I forgive you.
Thank goodness.
On one condition.
Yeah?
You tell me where we're going next.
Oh, well, we're nearly there anyway. Pennyhasset Spring Fair.
Oh. Oh, well, that'll be, an afternoon out.
I know it doesn't sound that thrilling, but there's one event I'm sure you're going to love.
What's that?
Ferret racing.
Ferret racing?
Yes. The Grundys are ferret racing. Now, doesn't that sound like fun?
It's very kind of you, Susan Carter.
I know.
I really appreciate you.
Good.
It's nice for me to have a decent ride instead of being squashed up in the back of the van with the ferrets.
Yeah, I've got a spare seat. Seeing I had to take the car anyway.
Well, we would have given him a lift back.
No, I'd rather keep an eye on him.
And there's no need to give me one of those looks, Christopher. I can see you in the mirror. You're lucky I've got the afternoon off.
Oh, he was. He was that keen to do it, you know.
Oh, no. Well, Neil was supposed to be taking him out and about this week, but that's fallen through.
Too much work, huh?
Nah, he's helping him out with the milking at Brookfield.
Finding hard to cope with a new baby, aren't they? I don't know. Time was people had a baby every couple of years and they still manage.
No, it's not that. Bert's off sick.
Is he? What's the matter with him?
He's got shingles.
Ooh, nasty.
Well, if he's off for long, Neil won't be able to fill in. He's got his own work to think about.
Well, I wouldn't have done it in the first place. When you think of the way they messed him about when he worked there full time.
You're not ready to step into the breach, then?
Me? Oh, no, my milking days is long over.
Oh, that's not what I hear. What about baby Spice?
That's different. That's an art, that is, and milking.
Oh, a dying one, I should think.
Well, Eddie certainly hadn't inherited my touch with the beast. She really don't like it when he has a go, you know.
William helps out at weekends, Emma was telling me.
Oh, of course, she's all right with him. He's always had the handling of her.
Linda raves about her milk.
Oh, well, yeah. Once you've tasted it, she never goes back to pasteurised.
Ah, is it safe, though?
Of course it's safe. Straight from the cow. Here, I'll give you some. You can judge for yourself.
No, you're all right. I wouldn't risk it.
Ah, well. This way, it's very kind of you, helping us out like this.
Oh, I'm just Christopher's chauffeur, as per usual.
Well, we really appreciate it. And I think you'll have a good time.
It wasn't exactly how I planned to spend my free afternoon.
You'll be surprised. Once them ferrets gets racing...
Oh, no. I'm just dropping Christopher off, then taking a walk round the stalls. Don't expect me to get interested in ferrets.
Well done, Mrs. Carter.
Oh, thank you.
I must say, I thought Noah ran a fine race.
Well, he came second. Oh, she'll do better next time.
I don't know what's the matter with Brooklyn. Been nobbled, I reckon.
Come on, we'd better go and find your dad, see what time the next race is starting.
Yes,
oh, listen, could you tell Christopher I'll be along in a minute?
Yeah, sure.
I've got to collect my winnings.
Yeah, well, born dad, you're on your way.
I wouldn't have had you down as a betting woman.
Oh, just a little flutter. More for Christopher's sake than anything.
Oh, of course.
Though, actually... Well, it's quite exciting, isn't it?
Well, I think it's great fun. I'm not so sure Caroline does, unfortunately.
Oh, I think she's really enjoying herself. She was in stitches at the things Joe said about his ferret.
Fascinating. I didn't realise ferrets had a bloodline. I hope Caroline heard him.
I'm sorry, I don't quite follow you.
Well, we had such a good day at the races. I thought this would be, well, you know, a comic version.
Well, I like it. I'm sure she's having fun.
Yeah, but she missed the race.
Well, she's probably still in the queue for the ladies. They're a bit primitive.
Oh.
We think her village halls are bad.
Well, we're hoping to fix that. The fun run did very well.
Well, they could certainly do with the Jubilee grant.
Mm.
I mean, if you want to fix your makeup or comb your hair, forget it. There's no mirrors or anything.
Really? Well, that's not good.
Though, of course, I mean, that wouldn't bother you men so much, I suppose.
No, of course it would.
Well, tour, mate, glad you enjoyed it.
This is great, Dad. Couldn't be better.
Well, I always knew we'd do well with this.
Since when?
We could do it even better if these stall owners weren't so small-minded and tight-fisted. Still, what do you expect from Penny Asset?
No sweat. Shows how popular we are.
But what time do you need us for the next race?
Yeah, we need a break.
Oh, don't worry about that. There won't be another one for an hour.
An hour?
Enjoy yourselves. Go and have a look round the other stalls.
That should take you about 5 minutes.
Why an hour? The ferret's worn out.
The other stallholders asked us to stop.
Yeah, we're too popular for their liking.
Yeah, so folks can have a chance look at their stuff. But don't worry, we'll be on again after that.
But you said we'd be going home after the next race.
Oh, we will be, probably.
What's the rush?
We're supposed to be having a rehearsal.
Well, but Jazz is not here. I texted Dermot and Stu to say it was all off.
Ed! My mum's not going to keep booking us if we slack off.
And Jazz had texted me. He's coming over tomorrow and we can rehearse before the gig.
Now, if he lets us down...
What's he been up to today that was so important?
He had to stay in for a delivery.
Bet he did.
He might have let us know.
Well, I think he tried.
They tried something.
Anyway, he'll come over tomorrow with that stuff he promised us and we can rehearse.
Yeah, don't worry, sweetheart. The crowd loads your spiel for your ferret.
It's nearly as good as mine.
Just stick with me. You'll be able to retire on your earnings.
Yeah, Dad, of course.
I'm going to book these ferrets into every fair and fate in the county this summer.
Yeah, that's good thinking, son. We'll have a look in the Borgia Sirico and them free papers.
We've really cracked it.
Oh, it's nice to sit down.
Now, you relax. I'll make us a cup of tea.
No, not just yet. Come and sit with me.
Oh, all right. If that's what you want, birthday girl.
I want a bit more than that.
That's better. Yes. So, you've forgiven me for taking ferret racing as a birthday treat?
I loved it.
Really?
No other man would have thought of something so, original.
I'll take that as a compliment.
You should.
I really thought I'd put my foot in it again. Like with the blouse.
Oh, that was funny. Funnier than you think.
Oh, yes? Why?
You might work it out for yourself.
I doubt it. I haven't got your brain power.
Lucky you're so good-looking then, isn't it? Oh,
you're very kind. But I know what I see in the mirror.
Oh, strong, manly jaw. All your own teeth.
Yeah, well, I should hope so.
Fine head of hair.
Oh, no, Caroline, please don't touch my hair.
I have not. I like to run my fingers through.
No, you might not like it this afternoon.
Why? What harm could... Oh, Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
You're not wearing a hairpiece, are you?
What? No, no, of course not. Why? Do you think anyone?
No.
Well, you can tell me. I know I'm getting bald.
You're not.
You must have noticed my bald patches. It's getting bigger by the second.
What bald patch? Where?
Well, you can't see it now, but that's because... Well, that's because of the hairspray.
Hairspray?
Yes. Alistair said it might help.
Oh. So that's what he meant.
He told you?
No, no. But, darling, why didn't you tell me? If you're so worried.
Well, you think I was silly and vain. Which I am, of course.
No more than anybody else.
It was that restaurant with the bright lights. That's when I noticed.
Yeah, they were unforgiving. But I wish you'd said something, if it bothers you that much.
Oh, it's pathetic, I know.
It's not. No one likes to face how quickly time's passing. I don't either. In fact...
Oh, you don't need to worry. You've drunk at the fountain of eternal youth.
I've been to a good hairdresser. Oliver, you're one of the best-looking men in the county.
Oh, come on. You can't expect me to believe that.
Well, I should know. I'm so old, I've been out with most of them.
Oh, Caroline.
All the kennel girls have got a huge crush on you. Mandy Beesmer's been trying to get into your britches ever since you moved here.
Yeah, but that doesn't prove anything.
You're a very attractive man. Bald patch or no bald patch. All you need to fix that is a new haircut.
Do you really think so?
Oh, yeah. You'd be amazed at the difference it makes. Well, usually.
Siobhan is due to see the doctor, and it's not Tim.
Here we are, then.
Yes.
Nice surgery. It looks like a big practice.
Yeah, I remember Tim thought a lot of them.
Well, that's good, then.
Yes.
Are you sure you don't want me to come in with you?
No, I'll be fine.
Not even just to sit in the waiting room?
And get bored. No, it's good of you to take the time to bring me here.
Nonsense.
I don't want you to waste your whole afternoon. Go and look at the shops, have a coffee or something.
You sure?
Yeah. I'll meet you back here in, what, say 3/4 of an hour?
Do you think it'll take that long? The first appointment's usually quite straightforward from what I remember.
I hope so. But you never know, do you?
What is it he's supposed to have got hold of exactly?
Oh, some really good skunk. Let's get moving on. We want to get up to the up before he smokes it all himself.
He doesn't know we're supposed to be rehearsing.
Oh, we'll be all right. So what if we're a little high? Who's going to notice?
My mum. You have to be a bit careful.
Oh, great.
What's the matter? Oh, hi, Will!
Just have to bump into him, wouldn't we?
Well, it's no problem if we keep cool.
Hey, all right, Fallon. What brings you two out here?
Beauties of nature.
Just fancied a walk.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah.
It's a bit of fresh air before we get down to our rehearsal.
First time I've known him take an interest in fresh air.
And what are you doing here if it comes to that?
I work here. I'm on my way to collect the pheasant's eggs if you're really interested.
I'm not.
Sounds like fun.
Does it?
Don't worry, we weren't planning to nick them.
Do you want a bit of advice?
Well, not really.
Don't like that, Ed. I'm sure we'll know some really good walks around here.
Well, the best one you could take would be back home.
Charming.
Why? Was there going to be a shoot or something? Are we in danger?
Well, you might be if Greg catches you.
Oh, I'm scared.
I'm serious. He don't like people disturbing his birds.
We're not going to disturb his precious birds.
No, we're sticking to the paths.
Which I believe are rights of way.
Oh, you're the expert now, are you? Okay, suit yourself.
Well, tell us where he's going to be then and we'll make sure we keep out of his way.
Oh, I don't know.
Helpful.
I don't. After we've collected the eggs, we're going dray poking. You know, could be anywhere.
Doing what?
Dray poking. knocking squirrels' nests out of trees.
Your idea of a good time never ceases to amaze me.
Well, what do you want to do that for?
You don't like squirrels.
Oh, too right, I don't. They're vermin.
Squirrels?
Yeah, rats with fluffy tails. And you want to see the damage they do to young trees?
Yeah, it's fascinating.
But isn't it cruel?
Well, it's a job. Someone has to do it.
And it just has to be you, doesn't it?
Hi. Oh, that was well timed.
You haven't been waiting for me.
No. Did you find something to do?
Yes, but never mind about me. How did you get on?
Oh, fine. Like you said, it was really straightforward. She just booked me in for a scan and gave me a prescription for folic acid.
And what did she say about the chances of...
miscarrying? Mm-hmm. Just the same as for everyone else. It's no more likely just because I've miscarried the once.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Anyway, fingers crossed.
I'm sure you'll be fine this time.
I hope so. She seemed quite pleased with my general health.
Good. Did you like her?
I did, yeah. She was very reassuring. I'm feeling much more confident.
I'm glad to hear it.
In fact, look, Elizabeth, there's no need for you to hang around.
Hmm.
Just drop me off at the flat and then you can get back to Lower Loxley.
No, I don't want to.
After all you've done for me, I...
The least you could do would be to offer me a cup of tea.
There's a lot of dirt on these.
These showers we're having. Ground doesn't get a chance to dry out.
Hmm.
Oh, there's another batch.
Do you want me to take the clean ones out?
Yeah, I'll give them a bit longer. I don't think it's been 3 minutes yet.
Right.
There's not that many more to do.
No.
We'll finish them off, then we can get going on the drays.
Yeah.
Oh, William, while I remember, I'll be off next Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm taking Helen out. It's the only day you could get us booked in.
No problem. I'll manage.
Sure you will. How's baby Spice getting on?
Yeah, she seems to settle down really well.
Milking isn't too much of a problem.
Granddad seems to be enjoying it.
Let's hope the novelty doesn't wear off.
I can take over at weekends, give him a break.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
Got a problem with the milk, though. Too much of it.
Right.
Yeah, we don't know what to do with it all.
Really?
Yeah, Mum's talking about having a bath in it, like, Oh, whoever it was.
Yeah, oh, don't tell Helen. She'll be wanting to make some special Jersey cheese out of it.
Yeah. Oh, how is the cheese doing?
Coming along.
Anything special you want me to do next Tuesday?
I don't think so. Just the usual routines.
OK.
I tell you what, though. I've been meaning to mention this to you before.
What's that, then?
Keep an eye on that old shepherd's hut.
Oh, yeah?
I think someone might have been sleeping rough there.
Really?
Yeah, definitely looked like someone had been using it for something.
Did it?
Well, worth keeping an eye on.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Can you see things?
Oh, yeah. I can see things.
Oh, I can see
what
things.
Can you see?
Things? Yeah, that's what I can see. Things.
I can. Why can't I?
You're taking up, then.
Can hear things.
Yeah, so can I.
What can you hear?
Can hear music.
I can hear you talking.
Sweet music.
You can't be dross, then. Nice one, Jazz.
Jazzo?
Yeah?
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Why have you got a Scottish accent?
Yeah, I've always wondered that.
That's a secret.
Oh.
I can tell you, though.
Yeah?
I'm from Scotland.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. I'd just forgotten Scotland.
Do you get this stuff in Scotland?
No. Wouldn't it grow there? It's too cold.
Yeah, it's good stuff, though.
Told you it would be.
We owe you.
I can think nothing of it.
No, I mean we owe you. Huh? You know, money.
Your money's no good here. Be my guest.
Didn't you pay for it?
You could be Fallon's guest.
That's what I said.
Now she's getting married.
And Mum's getting married.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You'll never guess who's marrying her.
No.
Elvis.
No, it's Sid.
Oh, is he dead too?
Might as well be.
No, they'd notice.
Who?
Them people who go in that place he's got.
You reckon?
Yeah, where we are tonight.
Country and Western.
You say so.
The wedding will be.
Country and Western. Oh, I knew that. I'd just forgotten.
She won't have a veil. She'll have a cowboy hat.
Cowboy hat? That's a good one.
She will. She's a rhinestone cowgirl. And the skirt's too short.
Yeah, that's great, Fallon. You're really good at, you know, making up words for songs.
Oh, I wish I was making it up.
Yeah. Take this. I bet you forget all your troubles.
Yeah, go on, laugh. You would think it was so funny if it was your mum.
Oh, what, like I haven't got embarrassing relatives? Well, she don't go around poking squirrels out of trees.
Oh.
You what? That's my brother's idea of a good time.
Poking squirrels?
Out of trees.
I think it's cruel.
What does he poke them with?
I don't know. Big stick, I suppose.
A big stick?
He pokes squirrels with a big stick.
Poor squirrels? Well, what happens to their nuts?
doing it now, isn't he, Fallon?
And the baby squirrels. And they've got no home to go to.
Yes. Yes, I've got, is he?
I can't get over your view.
It is lovely. Not very practical with a baby, though. What with it being up 3 flights of stairs.
No, I hadn't thought about that.
It'd be sensible to find somewhere else before I get too big to manage them.
Well, that's a long way off. And, Siobhan, might this change things between you and Tim?
It'll change things, all right.
I'm not suggesting you stay together just for the sake of the baby, but...
Well, that doesn't seem to be on anyone's agenda.
You can't know that till you've spoken to Tim.
No, I think I can.
I realise it might bring back painful memories for him.
Of the miscarriage? Yeah. That was the beginning of the end, really.
Oh, Siobhan.
All my dreams and plans up in smoke.
Come on, don't say that.
You should be used to it.
I hate to hear you talk like this.
Oh, I'm happy about the baby.
And won't Tim be?
No, I don't think so.
Is that because... Well, I mean, Tim wanted children as much as you did once.
I know.
There's no chance he'll be pleased?
No, you don't understand.
But if he finds out you're carrying his baby...
I'm not.
Oh.
It's not Tim's baby. He's not the father.
I see. I did wonder.
Yeah.
You're sure? I mean, there's no chance?
No chance.
Oh, I don't know what to say.
Nothing to say. I'm on my own.
And Christian doesn't want to know.
Listen, Elizabeth, I'd rather not.
No, of course. He must have been very lonely.
Yes.
And with him living abroad.
Abroad? Oh, yeah, Christian. Mm.
Did you think you might have a future together?
I thought lots of things, but...
He doesn't want to know.
It looks like the only support I can expect from the father of this child is financial.
I suppose that's better than nothing. So, are you going to tell Tim?
Not before I have to.
He'll still want to talk about the divorce.
Yeah, he's ground me down on that. I'm seeing him on Tuesday.
I suppose it would just complicate things.
I really don't want to tell anybody until... Well, until I'm sure there's going to be a baby.
No, I understand.
I know you do. And I know I can rely on you to be discreet.
God, that's got rid of that lot. We're doing well, William.
Yeah, cleared most of the trees in this cover.
Oh, I've run out of cartridges. I'll go and get some.
Right you are. I'll look for some more dries.
Yeah, good, man. Shan't be long.
You've had it, mate. No more pheasant's eggs for you. Who's there?
Oh, afternoon, bro.
What are you doing here?
Out on a nature ramble.
Yeah, hiding in them bushes.
Well, that was for our own protection.
He shot them. He shot all those poor squirrels.
I told you. We have to keep them down.
Fair dues, Fallon. He didn't just shoot them. He poked them back. And we'll talk to them afterwards.
The poor little babies, they just fell out of the trees.
You're doped up to the eyeballs, aren't you?
What makes you think that?
We're not the ones talking to squirrels.
Why can't you just live in peace with them, Will? Respect the harmony of nature.
I am. Grey squirrels aren't even a native species.
No, I had everything. A squirrel racist.
Chaz is a native to this country. You'll be shooting him next.
Yeah, well, Greg might if he finds you on his land in this state.
See, violence breeds violence. You start with the squirrels.
Don't bother, Fallon. What's the reason?
I won't see reason. Go on, scram.
We're going.
Yeah, we've got a gig to play. At the Bull.
You're on at the Bull tonight?
Yeah. Well, don't tell me you're coming.
You must be joking.
And it's a big day for Hassett Hill's lamb.
He's very thorough, isn't he?
He certainly is.
Did he do this at the other farms? Want to see everything?
Very nearly. He certainly knows his stuff.
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, I wasn't criticising him, just...
Means he can appreciate how our good farming practices lead to high-quality products.
It's all right, and... Debbie. You don't have to convince me.
Sorry. Sorry, only I've spent all morning talking us up.
No, so... don't apologise. I'm glad someone's on top of the game. I don't think I've been much help to you.
You have?
No, I just feel so dopey. And I don't suppose the way I keep yawning in his face impresses him.
You don't. Honestly, David, it's not a problem.
It shouldn't be. I got Neil to do the milking this morning so I could have a lie-in.
Did Ben have a bad night, then?
Well, he might have done for all I knew about it. I was dead to the world. Ruth had to shake me awake.
Oh, it must just have all caught up with you. I get that sometimes when I'm lambing.
Yeah, it would be today, though, when I need to be on top form.
David, I wouldn't worry about it.
I feel sure there are things about the Brookfield setup I should be telling him, and I've forgotten.
You're still coming back to lunch, aren't you?
Oh, yes. Yes, no, I'm not too tired to enjoy Jennifer's roast lamb.
If you have forgotten anything, which I don't think you have...
Thanks.
You'll be able to tell him then, in more relaxed surroundings.
Yeah, that might help. As long as I don't get so relaxed to fall asleep again.
Well, I'll kick you. Oh, looks like he's finished with this lot. Shall we move on?
Look, if you're so busy, I can just leave this sponsorship money and go.
Oh, no, 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 stay for a bit. I'm going to have lunch at my desk today anyway.
Oh, all right. Oh, it was a good day, the fun run.
Yes. Now we need to start thinking about the barn dance.
Yes, next month, isn't it?
It is. We haven't even got the band book yet.
Oh, dear.
I know. Oliver thinks we should ask Jolene.
Well, that's a good idea. As long as she doesn't suggest dross.
That was heartfelt. Is rehearsing getting you down?
Oh, I don't mind that. I can't hear it now we've moved them further around the back. But Alistair made me actually go and listen to them at the Bull last night.
Oh, dear.
He thought they were good. He thinks they're really coming on.
Well, maybe they'll hit the big time and be too grand to play at the Bull upstairs.
He says it shows what young people can do if they've got something to focus their energies on.
Instead of just sitting around smoking dope. I suppose he has a point.
Yeah. Their presentation could do with a bit of polishing.
Yes, I can imagine.
No, I don't think you can. Fallon gave us this long speech about the plight of squirrels at one point.
Squirrels? Taken over from Wales, have they?
She won't get much support for them round here.
No, rats with good PR.
Absolutely. I like your hair, by the way.
Talking of rats.
No, it's lovely.
Thank you.
It's really subtle. What does Oliver think about it?
I don't know. It's so subtle he hasn't noticed it.
Oh, that's men for you.
Too obsessed with his own hair to notice mine.
What's the matter with his hair?
He thinks he's going bald.
Is he?
Well, his bald spot might be getting a bit bigger if you examine it with a magnifying glass.
They say women are vain.
He's even been using hairspray to cover it up.
Hairspray? What a ludicrous idea.
Yes. Alistair suggested it.
Oh, is that what he was talking about?
There's nothing wrong with Oliver's hair that a good cut wouldn't fix.
It is a bit on the long side.
That's because he was so proud of his flowing locks. Now they're not quite so flowing.
You're right, it would look better short. Take years off him.
Exactly. So I put him in with my hairdresser.
Yours? Oh, that would be an experience for him.
Well, he took me ferret racing.
Hi, what do you think?
Oh, they look lovely, Mum. I'm sure they'll taste just as good.
Oh, thank you, darling. I always enjoy preparing puds.
Yeah, it's all going really well.
Well, I'm certainly enjoying myself.
Well, didn't you expect to?
Oh, I did think I might be a bit out of place. I'm hardly an expert on high-quality lamb.
Come on, you are on local history.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. But it's a pleasant surprise, Stephen being so interested too.
Yeah, it is for me and David. We've said everything there is to say about the lamb. Poor David's so tired.
I know, he can hardly keep his eyes open.
Yeah, maybe that glass of wine was a mistake. So, Mum, look, we're both grateful to you for keeping Stephen so well entertained.
You don't think I'm boring him, then?
No, he's obviously fascinated by all the stuff you've dug up at the library this week.
He's a really nice man, isn't he?
Yeah, I like him. And he seems to like what he's seen of our setup this morning, so...
It's good. Oh, it's such a pity your father couldn't get back in time to meet him.
Yeah, I thought that. Dad's so good at this kind of thing. He did say he'd try.
Well, can't be helped. If he had to catch his later flight.
Yeah, looks like you're right, Mum. This Hungarian project has hit some problems.
Let's hope he's managed to sort them out, then.
I wasn't sure I'd be seeing you today.
Oh, I caught an early flight.
I see. Would you like some lunch?
No, I'm fine.
So, good trip?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, it's all going to schedule.
That's unusual.
They all seem very efficient. Land's been inspected by people from their agriculture ministry.
That was quick.
Well, they want to encourage projects like this.
And what do they say?
Everything's fine.
It looks like we'll be accepted for organic certification.
So it's full steam ahead.
Yeah, but we need to get the UK side of things sorted out.
How's that?
Well, potatoes need to be packed in the UK. We need somewhere with organic certification.
Wouldn't that be difficult to find?
It shouldn't be. No, the consortium just needs to get on with it.
So, when will you be importing your first crop?
This autumn, hopefully.
Well done.
Jordan, I can't believe you're really interested in this.
Why not? I was before. We can't always be talking about the situation.
Look, it's kind of you to take an interest, but there's still a lot to talk about.
Oh, is there?
And I haven't got very much time.
Of course not.
So, how have things been with you?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, now we can relax.
I think it all went very well, darling.
I hope so.
I'm sure you've got nothing to worry about.
I think he was impressed.
Well, I thought so.
I'm sure we could lure him back if we need to. Just promise him some more of your cooking.
Oh, thank you, darling. Well, I was pleased with it.
Not to mention the fact he's dying to know how you get on at the land registry.
Well, I said I might give him a ring and let him know.
Well, make sure you mention Hassett Hills land while you're at it.
These index map searches are very interesting.
Yes, of course they are.
You never know what might turn up.
I know, Mum. I was only teasing. It was good you were there to distract his attention when David fell asleep.
Oh, poor David. Hope he'll be all right.
Oh, I'm sure he will be. The walk will do him good. So he doesn't fall asleep while he's milking.
Oh, yes.
What time is Dad due back?
About 5, I think. He said he'd ring from the airport.
Right.
He'll be pleased to hear you did so well.
I hope so.
Might take his mind off his other troubles.
Well, we don't actually know there's something wrong in Hungary.
You said you thought I was right.
Well, yeah, you probably are, but maybe we shouldn't jump to conclusions. You know how that irritates him.
There's something on his mind, I'm sure of that.
So there's no increased chance of me miscarrying this time, just because I did before?
Oh, that's good news.
You don't sound very pleased about it.
I am. Of course I am.
You were hoping the doctor would say I wasn't pregnant after all, weren't you?
No. I know what losing that baby meant for you. Anyway, she's good, this doctor. You like her?
Yes, yeah. I like her a lot.
The surgery's not too far away.
Well, 'tis a bit of a trek, but that didn't matter because I got a...
Taxi? Very sensible. See, that's just the kind of thing, that kind of extra expense...
You'd be happy to take responsibility for.
Yes, of course. Anything financial.
I didn't get a taxi. I got a lift.
A lift?
Yes.
A lift? Who gave you...
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth?
Could you stop repeating everything I say?
You got a lift with Elizabeth?
Yes.
Well, you didn't... I mean, don't tell me she knows about the baby.
Of course she knows.
Oh.
What did you think I was going to tell her? I had ingrown toenails.
How could you be so stupid?
Stupid?
Look, you said you weren't going to tell anyone.
I didn't tell her. She guessed. And I didn't promise you anything.
Well, how could she guess?
Oh, God, I don't know. I'm not sleeping. I look terrible. Someone's only got to open a coffee jar and I throw up. Oh, it's a mystery, isn't it?
Oh, God.
She noticed. Some people are sensitive like that.
Elizabeth, of all people.
She's my friend.
What else does she... God, you didn't tell her.
What, that you're the father? No, don't worry.
Oh, thank God for that.
I'm no more anxious to make that public than you are. Yet.
Well, there's no need, is there?
Well, there wasn't with her. She thinks it's Christian.
Christian? Christian Dorfman? Why did she think that?
Oh, Brian, for God's sake! Does it matter?
No, no, of course it doesn't. Well, I suppose it's not so bad. No, she doesn't tell anyone else.
She won't. I've asked her not to.
Think you can trust her?
Yes, I trust her. She's been great. Kind, understanding, sensitive.
I am trying. I've told you I'll help.
With money. And I'll take it, if that's all that's on offer.
Will do. Just let me know what you want. If you change your mind about seeing someone privately...
Don't you listen to me. Brian, I like this doctor. Money can't buy... Oh, God, what's the point?
But it's all I can say.
Tim's the same.
Tim?
Going on and on about the practicalities, as if that was what really mattered.
You've spoken to Tim.
He's spoken to me. Rang me up twice a day wanting to see me.
But you put him off.
For the time being. We've arranged to meet next week.
Next week? When?
Tuesday. Why? Are you planning to come?
Couldn't you stall him a bit longer?
No, I couldn't. You've no idea what things have been like for me, have you? You swan off to Hungary, where everyone thinks you're the best thing since sliced bread.
Hardly.
And I'm here on my own with Tim badgering me about a divorce, day and night. Not able to talk to anyone,
lying to my best friend, worried sick about the baby, while the man that I said I loved...
Siobhan.
On my own. Totally alone. I've never felt so lonely. If Elizabeth hadn't guessed, I don't know what I might have done.
I'm sorry.
Stop saying that.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Try and see things from my point of view. I know you don't want to be in this situation, but it is the situation. What, do you think I like it? Do you think I want to see Tim? Of course I don't. I don't want to tell him about the baby, and I certainly don't want to tell him that you're the father. Why would I?
I don't know.
This is as bad for me as for you. And I can't walk away from it.
No.
Well, it's not as bad. I want this baby. And what we need is peace and calm and quiet.
Of course.
So that means sorting out the divorce as quickly and as quietly as possible.
Not mentioning any of the other complications. Yes. I'm sure that's a sensible thing to do.
Oh, I bet you are. Let's just hope I don't do anything stupid then.
Oh, Siobhan, I didn't...
Pregnant women are so unstable, aren't they? Who knows what I may do?
The Artist was written by Mary Cutler and the Agricultural Story Editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.